WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Improvements are coming to Harvey Road between Veterans Park and Boonville Road. The College Station City Council was told last night by the developer of townhomes and multifamily residences that TxDOT will be adding a center turn lane. That was not enough for Councilwoman Linda Harvell.
We have a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit. We have one stoplight there at Copperfield. We have multiple 18-wheeler construction trucks up and down day and night.
Harvell and Bob Brick, who did not oppose the project, voted against two rezonings. The College Station City Council awarded a $25 million contract last night. James Benham, who was the only member to comment on selecting Vaughn Contracting to build the new police headquarters, listed the Kyle Field expansion among some of the company's other local projects.
It worked on a little stadium, too, didn't
it? Yeah, they did.
Little stadium job. Forgot that one.
Vaughn was among four finalists selected from 12 that submitted a proposal. A construction schedule will be discussed next week. We're approaching the time of the year for a variety of building projects and for some running into code enforcement issues. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the old saying of seeking forgiveness instead of getting permission doesn't work with city officials.
We do enforce these codes and we will enforce them even to the point of if you've built something substandard, we will make you get rid of it, change it, tear it down, take it apart and redo it.
Bouse recommends getting assistance from the city even if you are working with a contractor. Some College Station 8th grade students and their parents have gone online in an attempt to persuade the College Station School Board to overturn last week's majority vote, blocking the students from attending College Station High School.
The campaign nickname Fate for 58 refers to the 58 8th graders from CSHS who were rezoned to Consolidated. Since the board vote, CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkel says the high school principals have sent an email to the affected 8th grade students and will be calling the families to invite them to spend some time at their new high school on May 11th.
This isn't a deal where you have to go or are being made to go. It is completely up to the eighth grader and their family if they do, but they'll have the opportunity to go to the high school they'll be zoned to in 2019 and 2020 and then look around and meet some people and talk to the folks who are leaders in the activities that they're interested in.
Glenwinkel says open houses have also been scheduled for the 8th graders on May 14th. More information about the grandfathering and new high school boundaries are online at csisd.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores wants the Trump administration to do a better job of vetting cabinet nominees. Flores's comments on our show came shortly after Ronnie Jackson withdrew his name to head the Veterans Administration.
Make sure that this type of activity won't happen again in terms of the malicious smears. It's going to happen, but hopefully find somebody that's just not going to have as many weak spots. And I'm not saying Ronnie Jackson ain't weak spots. We don't know. It's just that they were just killing him with allegations.
Flores hopes the Trump administration does an extensive vetting with the next VA nominee. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It is 56 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the district clerk's office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Always the hottest, coolest time. Let's go to
For our family, let's face it, there's only one hottest, coolest time. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We can go where the rivers connect us. We can go where the current takes us. Bring the good times home. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
Hey, good morning. It's 710, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Now, with daily service also to the Austin Airport. Reserve your Houston to Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Here are the numbers for you.
Sunny, warm days and clear, comfortable nights are expected right through the weekend with high pressure in control. For today, sunshine and a few clouds. Highs will get into the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight, low in the middle 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer on Saturday, high in the lower 80s. Clear sky Saturday night, low in the upper 50s, and partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, with highs again topping out in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M football's streak of having a player drafted in the first round has ended at 7 years in a row, I should say, as Christian Kirk's name was not announced last night. Hopefully his name will be announced today for round two of the NFL draft. We'll hear from Taylor Travis. He was there last night, and also previewing a little bit of sports action on the diamond this weekend. Number 11 softball will be opening up Davis Diamond for the first time ever. They're going to be having the games at the new ballpark this weekend. And, of course, Aggie baseball will be on the road in Starkville. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. So the weather is, it's a little cool. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a time of year when they have races outside. Maybe you've decided that this is the year that you might want to maybe try one of those.
Oh, horse, like a running race?
Races? Yeah, like a running race.
Oh.
Like you get out and do that thing.
Oh.
I know. And they've done run walks before,
mm-hmm.
and that's a good way to do it. In Bernie, which is a lovely part of the state,
it is.
They've organized something a little bit different for May 15th. Excuse me, May 5th. It's the Bernie 0.5K.
Okay,
that's like 0.3 mile.
Mm-hmm.
With a coffee and donut break in the middle.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Already.
Exactly.
Mm.
However.
How about some chocolate milk? That'd be good.
They've already filled up.
Oh.
They're already full. Please don't be mad at us, the run website says. We are as surprised as you are. We really had no idea we would have this many people sign up. Thank you for your interest. We're already discussing how we can increase the capacity for this event in 2019.
A 0.5K.
The organizers had promised runners will receive a free pint of beer at the start of the race and be given a pretentious car window sticker upon completion. Oh, yes. Anyhow, they are running this to get funds for a charity called Blessings in a Backpack.
Okay.
Join your fellow underachievers for a day, well, actually about 10 minutes, of glory,
yep.
Celebration, and participation trophies.
Sounds like my kind of race.
I tell you.
Speaking of races, did you guys hear about the London Marathon?
What about it?
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the heat?
Oh, we talked about how they ran out of water.
No, yeah. You didn't talk about the heat.
No. How hot was it?
24 degrees Celsius.
Man, what is that?
75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, pretty toasty for over
there. I told you, they can't make a fist over there. They're wusses.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're dehydrated, that's different than, say, being in the
Without
heat. But there's all these articles saying how the Londoners couldn't handle the heat, and it was 75 degrees. 75 degrees outside.
What can you
that
say?
Can't be right, right? I mean, surely they've experienced heat higher
than
that.
Well, and they make fun of us.
No, I mean, I think that truly is warm for a marathon.
Yeah. Okay. They
usually runners like it to be colder than
Well, and the other thing is you don't know if there's a breeze. I don't know where they were running. If they're running it in the city, then that may make it more difficult to get a breeze, so it could be tough. Yeah. All right, this week, big week for Taco Bell. They are prepared to call Biggs, that's a brand, the new Taco Bell co-branded Taco Supreme Sunflower Seeds.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you done flavored sunflower seeds before?
I've got some ranch ones in my room right now.
Ranch is a deal that happens. Barbecue
dill pickle,
is a thing.
Barbecue.
Oh, dill pickle. That's interesting.
Hot salsa is another one that they have. They even have a sweet and salty one now.
The guy wrote this, said, every shelled sunflower that I see that I have is salty, but unlike the ranch and barbecue, the powdery substance atop and inside these babies tastes somewhat remarkably like what they use the seasoning that they use for Taco Bell beef.
Oh.
Only you don't get the electric orange grease that drips down on your clothes.
Right.
Which is pretty interesting.
Interesting.
He said, while I was processing the information to research this article, one of my coworkers asked, and so I'll ask y'all, do you eat sunflower seeds like baseball players do?
Put a lot in your mouth?
Right.
Yes.
When I asked, he said, well, you know, you put it in your mouth and you
crack one at a time.
Yeah, spit the shell out. And that's it. So do you guys do that?
Yes, I do.
See, I don't.
You do one at a time?
I do one
at a
time.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. Well, I know. It
is. Do you use your hand like you hold it and then you crack it with your teeth?
Yeah, I crack.
I'm good enough that I can just crack it without having to put my hand on. But see, that's the thing too. If you're like driving and say you don't have something to spit them out on, because you're not going to spit while you're flying down the highway, because it might whip back in on you.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
I've got to just put all the empty shells on one side of my mouth.
Oh no!
And then I have all the full ones on one on the other side.
Well, you don't eat them unless you have a container.
Then I'm like a little chipmunk. I really love.
But then what do you do
seeds?
With the end of with all of them?
I just
that are
wait
in your
till
cheek.
I get to a stop or something. Are you spit able them to, all out.
Are you able to drive safely doing that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't take my hands.
And you text also, so that's wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Whoa.
To do all
who
that.
Said I text
while he's eating a famous bowl?
Yeah, exactly.
All at the same time.
Fatty gonna fat.
That's it.
I do love sunflower seeds.
But anyway, that's an interesting idea.
This some people can't. Like, is it because you don't know? Like you. Can't do it that way, Scott?
I just haven't. Never did. I just won't do
just
that.
Just one at a time.
It's a natural. It's God-given. You either can do it or you can't, Scott.
Okay.
I'm also just thinking pretty much when you put something in your mouth like that, you know, you're supposed to go ahead and eat it. You're not spitting stuff out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. I'm all about quantity. So
I get a Is that right?
Okay. I know people who eat the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, the shell?
Yeah.
Well, that's not right.
It hurts, too. Sometimes I've done it once, and it's like.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
On purpose?
Yeah, I wanted to try it.
A lot of people do that with crawfish.
Oh.
Or they'll do with shrimp.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
Some people do that with watermelon. You know, if you eat the seed, a watermelon will grow in your stomach.
Yeah, I've always
know.
Heard that. Yeah, it'll grow in your stomach. That's right. All right, so
that's why I'm getting fat, doctor. I swallowed a watermelon seed.
Hey, by the way, you can call us. You can text us at Newstalk 1620. How's that work?
You can text us. Well, you can call us, too. It just depends on if Scott feels like picking up. Mm-hmm. But you can text us, and Zach and I will read your text messages at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
All right, so
By the way, real quick, can we talk about the identity crisis that the Schlitterbahn jingle's having?
Oh, man,
they
went from Kesha to like a praise / country song.
And I loved the new one. I loved the Kesha version.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was just jamming every time it came on. Schlitterbahn always has the best jingles. I'm just going to put that out there. But this new one, I got so confused the other day.
I like the Enrique Iglesias one. I guess they did a couple.
Yeah.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
But they do. It's very interesting. And just inside baseball a little bit. From a marketing standpoint, the idea is if you come up with something and it works, you keep doing it. I mean, the reason you people watch Fox TV, so you see that guy with that pillow all the time, is because he sells a lot of pillows.
My Pillow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't be doing that many commercials if he wasn't making money, okay? So when you come up with a slogan that works, and look, there are commercials that are in your head right now, okay, that people have been using the same jingle forever and ever. But the guys at Schlitterbahn do something a little bit different. They come up, it's kind of like they rebrand every year.
Right.
And
but they changed it in the before the season has even began.
And I agree. When I hit this, when I fired this one off this morning, I went, wait, that's different.
I know.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, we'll see. That's what they're, you know, trying to do. So we had a story this morning. If they're getting to be more and more places in town, I just don't want to drive anymore.
Yeah.
Just because it's craziness.
Yeah.
So last night we were on campus and I'm coming back, and if you haven't seen the apartment complex called the Berkeley.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sounds very prestigious.
Yeah. Now, for people who are as old as I am, if you remember where the Peanut Gallery used to be a long time ago on Welburn Road and Fish Richards, Half Century House was right there. There was a restaurant nearby. It's right on Welburn Road in that general area, right before you get to, I guess that's the Holloman.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, the Valero gas station,
and
I think.
And boom, I mean, these puppies are right on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Right on the street.
Yeah. There's like maybe a room for sidewalk.
Yeah, four stories, okay, and they got the parking garage in the back, and it's almost like they planted it. If you're driving out a little bit further, I don't know if you see, they apparently cut a hole in the ground and buried a Whataburger, and it grew up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, geez.
And that thing is packed all the time.
I'm sure it is. And so, and that's all before the Jones Crossing thing opens up.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah. Correct.
So, once again, another box that you can check going, I have no reason to be over there if I'm a townie. I got no reason to be with all that kind of traffic.
Yeah.
Now, same thing is about to happen out on Highway 30, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it. So they've rezoned some land between Copperfield and Boonville Road on the north side of Harvey. That's going to be townhomes, apartments, multifamily residences.
So for you folks who don't know, that's your headed out towards Central Baptist Church. And
yes,
that's
correct.
Where, the original C&J's is out there. And then also the original, the second Copy
Bridge. The second Copy Bridge.
So that area right there.
Mm-hmm. And there's already some townhomes out there that have been out there for a while, for a long time. But there's obviously more that's going to be going out there. And so the big thing last night was they did say there will be a center turning lane being built from Boonville to Veterans Park, which that's good because there's a lot of places already to turn into, and it's tough with only two lanes.
Caller.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that there's anybody old enough to remember when the Peanut Gallery was there.
I know. It's
like 1968, in the good old days, there were a group of us young engineers, and we would go to the Peanut Gallery on Thursday night. We had an engineering class on Friday morning, and one would take problem number one, and one would take problem number two, and we took pictures of beer, and when all the homework was done, you know, you finished problem one and passed it to the right, the guy next to you would copy that one. In about an hour, we had a bunch of beer done and our homework for Friday morning done.
Yeah, I probably saw you there.
That's
some
Aggie
ingenuity right there.
Do you know about the
I love that story.
The Peanut Gallery is a place where you'd walk in, and they had barrels of peanuts.
Oh, so it was like Roadhouse.
No. This
just
was
peanuts.
Roadhouse on steroids.
Uh-oh.
In that it had a concrete floor.
Well, and you know, we can't do that anymore.
Nope.
Too many allergies.
And you basically would crack open the shell and throw it on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
And the owner and I were pretty good friends. He said, well, it's perfect if they spill a beer.
It just soaks up.
And he said we'd sweep
it's
out
like,
every
it's
couple
like
of days.
It's like hamster straw.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly what it was.
For drunk college kids.
That's exactly what it was. There's no doubt
the
about that.
And what a great name.
Yeah, it was called the Peanut,
Peanut Gallery.
And then they had a thing called the Fish Richards right next door to it. It was a restaurant. And,
man, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun back in the day. But if you haven't been on Highway 30, it's crazy already.
Oh, yeah.
How do they think that putting a center lane, a common... And you know how well those work. Let's do a common lane in here for left turns.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some mozon who's going to go in 26 car lanes.
Get in way too early.
Right. And they're going to block people. Go, well, I'm trying to get up there.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's only one light. And as Linda Harvell discussed, it's at Copperfield, and Linda Lane is the other direction. But, yeah, that's the only light right now until you get to Boonville.
And that stuff's going to get built up. And most people probably do empty out on East University. I got that. But there are going to be more and more people who are going to be living on
that. Yeah, and she made another good point about the churches. I've never been over there on a Sunday, but I will try to remember that because, I mean, Central is huge.
Right.
And then Skybreak's a pretty good size,
pretty
too.
Pretty good size also.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's where we're going. And
Well, right there on East Harvey, I can tell you, somebody playing like softball over at Veterans.
Yeah.
I mean, the speed limit through there is, what, 60?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. As bad as it might be, I think they should have a light right there at the intersection of Veterans.
Because
you're sitting there, right, and you have to pull out in front of these cars that are coming from 30, and they're flying down through
right
there. And
right,
so you've got to suddenly pull out in front of them, and they have to slow down. And
of course, what they're saying now, what they're screaming at the radio is that's TxDOT, because that's a state highway. This isn't like a city road where you could just put a light in. You know, city council could say, hey, traffic department comes to them. You know, the hoops you have to jump through to make changes on state highways. And so maybe they're glad and proud that they've got the common turn lane that's going to come in. But I think it was John Nichols who said they need to take it even to a higher level than that.
Sure,
And you're right. A light at Veterans is something that certainly would be important. Matter of fact, we'll talk about that later on this morning with the folks from the parks who will be here
there
from
you
College Station. But,
Boom.
I mean, that's one more thing, and it's going to end up being one more area that you're just not going to drive anymore.
Right.
I mean, if they could just get to the point where they had some company that could deliver things to the trunk of your car.
Oh.
See, that would be awesome. Then you wouldn't even have to leave.
You can just stay in your house.
You could just stay there and be antisocial. Wow. What an opportunity.
Be a hermit.
Yeah, exactly. An Amazon hermit.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:26. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Going to be another nice day because we got north winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Probably be up near 80, and then tonight be down to 54 with the north winds continuing. Winds calm down tomorrow. 82 will be our high. About the same thing for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Slight chance of showers that they're mentioning in the early part of next week, and then the lows each night. Probably be in the 60s. Currently winds out of the west at 5. We have fair skies. It's 56.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, went to the National Press Club to prophesy about climate disruption. That's what he called climate change or global warming now. And he predicted the climate will be so disrupted, 3 billion people will die from lethal heat events. 3 billion with a B. Now, keep in mind, the population of the whole world right now is 7.6 billion people. According to Moonbeam, not only will 3 billion die from killer heat, but global warming will lead to more diseases and more wars, terrorism, and mass migrations. The governor of America's biggest state said this to a room filled with America's most noted journalists, and they didn't laugh, they didn't challenge him, they didn't roll their eyes, they didn't walk out. They reported it as if Governor Moonbeam's lunatic prophecies were the rational thoughts of a sane human being. Yeah, it's nuts, but let's say that Moonbeam is right for a minute. You know what that means? It means the world's number one job is going to be undertaker, mortician. If 3 billion people are about to keel over from lethal heat, the funeral business will be the biggest money-making industry of all time, provided there is still air conditioning.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, you have heard me wax eloquently for years now about Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. So when you hear Mahindra, I'm sure a hard-working, reliable, and bright red tractor is the first thing that comes to mind. But my good friends at Mahindra have an all-new utility vehicle, too. It's called the Mahindra Retriever, and it's built from the ground up right here in America. And listen to these specs. 83 horsepower engine, 60 mile per hour top speed, 2,500 pounds of towing capacity, and a 3-year warranty. So hurry in, see your Mahindra dealer for a test drive, or learn more about Mahindra tractors and the new Retriever at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The general contractor for the Kyle Field expansion was selected to build College Station's new police headquarters. James Benham was part of last night's unanimous city council choice of Vaughn Contractors.
I want to thank them for the several very impressive structures they have led in this town, not the least of which include the Mitchell Physics Building and the Memorial Student Center at Texas A&M.
12 firms submitted a proposal and 4 finalists were interviewed. A construction schedule will be discussed next week. A divided College Station City Council last night approved rezoning more land along the north side of Harvey Road between Copperfield and Boonville Road to build hundreds of more townhomes and multifamily residences. The 5-2 vote followed the council hearing the developers say Harvey Road will be getting a center turning lane from Boonville to Veterans Park. Councilman John Nichols, who voted for the rezoning, called on the city to ask the Texas Department of Transportation to do more.
I would hope that we begin now to direct staff to find the ways to elevate this piece of highway somewhere onto a priority list at some point in the next couple of years when the opportunity exists.
Linda Harvell voted no and called on the state to reduce the speed limit and ban semis along that stretch of Harvey Road.
Not to mention that on Sunday, you can't even get up and down that road because of Skybreak Church and Central Baptist Church. I mean, it comes to a complete standstill and you have police officers out there directing traffic.
Bob Brick also voted against the rezoning. Some of the opponents to last week's College Station School Board vote against grandfathering eighth graders as part of changing high school boundaries have launched an online campaign.
The Fate for 58 Facebook page was created by some students and their parents who want their children to attend College Station High School but are instead headed to Consolidated as a result of new boundaries. Since the board vote, CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the superintendent and both high school principals have been fielding phone calls and emails from those with comments and questions about the board's vote on grandfathering.
I know for a fact that Dr. Yee has spent a significant amount of time the last few days replying to emails and making phone calls to people who have reached out to him. Both high school principals' email addresses and phone numbers at their campus were included in that email. Dr. Ely's email address is very readily available, and he responds to that, and he calls people back as well. So I think the school district is being really proactive in reaching back out to these families.
More information about the grandfathering and new high school boundaries are online at CSISD.org. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
From the Bryan School District, Superintendent Christy Whitbeck will be Scott's guest this morning at 8:10. The primary purpose of the visit is Dr. Whitbeck's response to media reports of discipline issues in BISD. Meantime, Bryan ISD has announced the retirements of two elementary school principals. Susan Finch at Sam Houston and Amy Newbold at Johnson are leaving following careers of 25 and 27 years in public education. BISD has posted online surveys to receive public input on the selection of the new principals. Links to the surveys, which are available through May 4th, can be found at WTAW.com. If you're considering a building project of any size anytime soon, contact city building officials. Fire code enforcement is among the responsibilities of Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse.
I hate to think that any of our general contractors in this area would ever mislead a customer, but it has happened. And the general contractor said, oh, sure, it's fine here. I'll fix it all up for you. And they walk away, and then we come in and go, that's not at all correct, and you're stuck with getting it fixed.
Bow says there should be no fear in getting a building permit.
Because along with that permit comes the oversight of the people that you're paying money to build this for you, or the guidance to help you build it correctly so it's safe.
Bouse encourages home and building owners to ask contractors for a copy of the permit or contact the city to make sure one has been issued. A Bryan woman is in jail on charges of interfering with child custody. That's after Bryan police asked the public for assistance in finding a 3-year-old boy and 7- and 9-year-old girls. According to a BPD news release, 26-year-old Brittany Noelle Moore did not have legal custody of her children. The youngsters disappeared around 1 a.m. and were found safe during the noon hour with their mother in Calvert. The children are now in custody of Child and Protective Services. The withdrawal of Ronnie Jackson to head the Veterans Administration doesn't sit well with Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
It's a shame that we lost him. I was hoping to have another fighting Texas Aggie in the president's cabinet.
Flores said he did not know if any of the allegations made in the last few days against Jackson were true.
That seems to be a typical routine now, is that the president will put a name out there. And candidly, he's probably not doing a very good job of vetting the nominees that he's coming up with. And then the left goes and tries to dig up dirt on these folks, and then they just sort of kill them by a thousand cuts.
Flores, speaking on our show, says he hopes the Trump administration does an extensive vetting with the next VA nominee. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henry, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
7:38, good morning. Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Check the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Sunny, warm days and clear, comfortable nights are expected right through the weekend with high pressure in control. For today, sunshine and a few clouds. Highs will get into the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight, low in the middle 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer on Saturday, high in the lower 80s. Clear skies Saturday night, low in the upper 50s. And partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, with highs again topping out in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the NFL draft was held last night, the first round. And for the first time since 2011, an Aggie was not announced. So we'll hear a little bit from Taylor.
In the first round.
In the first round, correct. We'll hear from Taylor Travis coming up. He was there last night, and so we'll hear from him, kind of the sights and sounds. Also, Texas A&M softball kicks off Davis Diamond, the era, I should say, of the new ballpark. So we'll hear a little bit from head coach Joe Evans coming up, and also Aggie baseball's on the road in Starkville. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, when we had in the last segment, we had a caller discussing how they used to take care of their engineering homework.
Yeah.
Chelsea, it sounded to me like you were a little bit jealous that you hadn't thought of something like that. That could have
Well,
worked.
She wasn't an engineer.
Well, I understand, but it doesn't matter. You could get
only engineers would think of something that smart.
It was a pretty interesting idea.
It was.
Yeah. And
I didn't really ever have homework like that.
Yeah, where you had to actually
do math problems and
now
stuff.
Now, speaking of peanuts, we were talking about as far as eating the shell for sunflower seeds. We did have a listener text in, said he had a friend that eats the peanut shells.
Okay.
That's weird. That's really weird. I don't know if the salt, I guess.
I guess if you got enough to drink, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, you got to have to wash that down, aren't
you? You never ate that at the peanut gallery?
And remember, if you haven't tried, stick a few peanuts in your beer. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be good. I mean, I put that in my Coke sometimes.
But, see, now here's the other thing is that, you know, then they've got that little red skin on them, and some people don't even take don't take that off either.
I don't ever take the skin off.
Yeah, sometimes I'll eat the skin.
Does change the consistency sometimes. But, nonetheless, that reminds me of a joke.
I've never had hot roasted peanuts.
Oh, you mean like, they do boiled peanuts in the
that too.
In
portions
of the South. But,
I don't think I've ever done that.
Gotcha. All right, coming up in a minute, four things that your dog hates when you do it. Okay.
I know
what mine does.
Yeah, okay. We got that happening. In the meantime, Amazon Prime, raise your hand. Huh?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
They're going to go ahead and raise the price on it, by the way.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So just get ready to shell out a little bit more. The company said yesterday that as of May 11th, so they're not giving you much time.
Nope.
New subscribers will pay $119 a year for the shipping and entertaining membership program. It's up from $99.
Okay.
For what members have been paying up to now. Current members won't have to shell out the new fee until they renew.
Oh, okay.
So you got a little more time there. In case you're wondering, the last time Amazon raised its Prime fee was in 2014.
Oh, really?
Yep. Back then it cost $79 a year.
Okay.
But now it's
been $99 a while then.
Yeah. Well, it has. And the thing is, I mean,
and they're giving you a lot more stuff now.
They
feel like.
There's a whole lot of opportunities that you can get. They have
they're,
a whole lot
you know,
more
breaking
product.
Into your house and your car.
They are. They give you the convenience of having
of
your car broken into.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to pay to be able to have your car broken
exactly.
into? Okay, be all perfect. 2/3 of kids do not know what a floppy disk is. Okay. More to make you feel old.
Yeah.
The new survey, which came from YouGov, says here are the other things that, old technology, if you will, that kids between the ages of 6 and 18 just don't get.
Okay.
Kids just don't understand.
Rotary phones.
We already did that one.
Disposable cameras.
Oh, man, I love a good disposable
camera.
It used
to be a thing.
It is so fun to get it developed. You have no idea what's going to come
out. Exactly. I didn't know I took a picture of that.
You can find one haven't gotten developed
but
in, like, years.
The deal is you have to even remember where you were with it
exactly.
at that point.
Yeah, you have to find it first.
Yeah. A record player.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But those are making a comeback.
They are. A little bit of vinyl. I have a story about vinyl a little bit later on this morning. Postcards. How about postcards?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 27% of them don't know what a typewriter does.
It types.
37% videotape. 40% a cassette.
Mm. Really?
The music of Stranger Things is going to come out, I think, on a cassette.
Oh.
I don't know what that's
really?
About.
That's pretty cool.
A little bit of a retro
cool
thing.
Cool if you
happening.
Have a cassette player.
Right. Where do you find those anymore?
Well, I guess that was in the 80s, right? Shouldn't it be an 8-track?
It might. Well, but see, cassettes, you just had a player. An 8-track, you needed to have a more expensive piece of equipment to do
that.
Oh,
gotcha.
Number two, overhead projectors.
Oh, man, I loved overhead projectors. I loved when the teacher would let you come up and write.
I know. Yeah. And then you have to wipe it off when you were done.
Yeah, it was math. I always had that Sharpie that you had to write on.
Oh, yeah. Well, 80, don't write with a Sharpie.
86% had no idea what a pager was. A pager.
Oh.
Man, those were
something
great.
Drug dealers use.
I feel like those
and doctors.
I was going to say, I feel like you still see them in medical shows.
Yeah, you do. Now, and the deal is, like, the pager, if it had that voice thing, sometimes it's just a beep, and then you get, like, 7 seconds. Sometimes you get, like, up to 15 seconds. Mm. And, of course, if they couldn't get the message in, they'd have to call you back, and you'd have to wait and for them to do that to figure out the rest of the message. It was a different time.
Different time.
A little bit.
Did you have a pager?
I did, man. Absolutely. Hooked it onto your belt.
Oh, yeah.
About the cover, about the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Full dad mode.
Yeah, man.
Full dad mode.
And, you know, had to charge that puppy up every night, you know, make sure that
just
works.
Make sure it's ready to go.
All right, here you go. Four things your dog hates for you to do.
Okay.
Hugging him.
What?
Now,
no, he doesn't.
This is
he
controversial.
Loves that.
An experiment in 2016 found that most dogs don't like being hugged.
I don't think mine does, and I still do it.
In their study, fewer than 8% of the dogs were cool with it. They basically are just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on
what
here.
What you're doing.
Yep, okay. Guilt shaming them. Okay.
Yeah, I do
that's,
that.
That's where you take a picture of your dog looking guilty. After they've done something. And then, of course, you share it with your friends because that's what social media is
for. Oh, because they know that you're doing that.
Yeah, poorly timed walks. Even if your dog is in a routine of going on a walk in the middle of the day, you might need to make adjustments depending on the weather.
Oh,
like if it's unusually warm. We've talked about that before. Put your hand out on the pavement.
Yeah, their paws, they
you
can't
know?
Handle it.
Yep, they don't really like that. Want to do the grass thing.
Get them some
can.
Little booties.
There you are. Yank them away when they're smelling something.
Oh.
They do
oh.
not like that.
It's called a walk. It is not a stop and sniff everything for every 3 feet.
Mine has to pee on everything.
Yeah, mine too, and she's a girl.
Wow, really?
And she still pees on everything.
That's more a guy dog thing usually.
I know. But she pees on everything.
Well, dogs use their eyes and their noses, and so as a result, they do need to stop. They do see the world or take in the world differently than we do.
I do let her sniff, but sometimes it's like, all right, let's go.
Well,
come on.
I'm standing here. It's my time.
I know,
I've got things I need
know.
To be doing. Going, Mom, give me a break. 7:46.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning. How deeply do you know your children? The truth is, no matter how close you are, there's always more to know, but it'll probably take some careful study. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The story is told of a college professor who taught his students a valuable lesson about observation. One day, he placed a goldfish in front of each student. His instructions were simple: study the fish and write down everything they observed. He then left the room. When the professor returned 30 minutes later, the class assumed they would discuss their findings. Instead, he repeated his instructions, study the fish and write their observations, and again left the room. The students were dumbfounded. After staring for so long at a fish, how could they possibly observe anything else? The professor returned the second time, and the class again thought they'd have a discussion, but the professor simply repeated his instructions and left. This happened two more times. When it was over, the students were amazed. Having been challenged to look deeper than they thought possible, they had noticed details they would never have seen otherwise. Really, getting to know our kids at a deep level requires us to be intimately connected with their lives. And that takes time and intentionality, not a passive attitude. So learn about your kids, or should I say, study them. It'll draw you together and develop a bond that'll last a lifetime. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and Bug since 1947.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. The first round of the NFL draft was held last night in Arlington, and WTAW's Taylor Travis was there for all the sights and sounds.
Well, the first round of the NFL draft is complete. The big story of the night, obviously, quarterback Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma going first overall to Cleveland. That's something that a lot of people really didn't see coming up until today when some of the reports started to surface. But second big story, Christian Kirk, Texas A&M wide receiver, did not get selected in the first round, although a lot of people thought he might go mid-first round, maybe late first round, to a team that needs a receiver. A lot of people thought that his name was going to be called when the Baltimore Ravens traded up to the last pick of the first round. It's a team that needed a receiver, but they went quarterback instead and took Lamar Jackson. But the good news is I don't think Christian Kirk's going to have to wait that long in day two to hear his name called. Cleveland Browns draft first pick of the second round. That's a team that could use a wide receiver. And he might get his name called right away with that pick. So we'll see. It'll be fun. It's been a fun experience so far.
Hopefully Christian will go in that second round. Now the Dallas Cowboys selected Boise State linebacker and reigning Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year, Leighton Vander Esch, at number 19. The Houston Texans did not have a first-round pick this year. Round two is set for this evening at 6 o'clock. A ton of Aggie sports in action this weekend. 18th-ranked baseball is in Starkville, getting set to take on red-hot Mississippi State. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the Bulldogs.
They're as confident as they've been all year long, and Gary Henderson is as much a veteran of Southeast Conference baseball as anybody in our league. Head coach, assistant coach, it doesn't matter. He does a great job, and, you know, it's going to be a hostile environment and a fun place to go play, and we played well there, about as good as we played in Southeast Conference our 6 years, 2 years ago over there. We played an incredible series over there. So it's just about our starting pitch, and they all three need to get us off to a good start to give us a chance. And when they do that, we're going to have a chance to win every game.
Game one is slated for tonight at 6:30 at Duty Noble Field with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Number 11, softball hosts the first ever game at Davis Diamond tonight when the Aggs take on 12th-ranked Auburn. Coach Joe Evans was asked what sets this new ballpark apart from the rest.
The fact that it's this size allows us to have a locker room that's big enough and a training room that's a full-size training room. Most places have a satellite with maybe a table in there and some modalities. So we have our hot tub and our cold tub right inside our training room. Enough locker rooms for everyone who's a part of our program.
And the Aggies will square off with Auburn tonight at 6:30. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Second-ranked men's golf has moved up five spots to number 9 following day 2 of the SEC Championships. Now the Aggs will look to get into the top 8 today when they take part in the third and final round of stroke play this morning at 8 o'clock at St. Simons Island, Georgia. Number 5, Texas A&M men's tennis kicks off the SEC Tournament quarterfinals this afternoon against number 18, Georgia. First serve is at 4 o'clock in Tuscaloosa. And Texas A&M Track and Field will take part in its final outdoor meet of the regular season when it takes part in the LSU Invitational tomorrow in Baton Rouge. And after taking yesterday off, both the Rangers and the Astros are back in action tonight. Texas heads north of the border to visit Toronto at 6:07, while Houston is at home entertaining Oakland at 7:10. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2008 Chevy Equinox for only $75.88. Now, of course, the Chevy Equinox is a little bit of a hybrid in that it's a sporty-looking car, but also kind of has an SUV feel to it. You can pack the family in there. You can pack your friends in there. You could take off on long road trips. Again, a 2008 Chevy Equinox, only $75.88. A heck of a deal at Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
You've seen them outperform other mini excavators on the job site, and you've wondered how to pronounce its funny name. By the way, it's Yanmar, and ASAP Equipment is your only local Yanmar dealer. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been a name you can trust for compact construction equipment. Now, ASAP Equipment has the Yanmar mini excavators you need to withstand even the toughest working conditions. Call, click, or swing by ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road and request your Yanmar on-site demo today.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor with the Infomaniacs. We here at WTAW love our Aggie sports. We're the official flagship after all. But as the only locally owned media in town, we want to know about everything. If your little slugger hits a game-winning home run, we want to hear about it. Text us your stories and pictures by going to 979-695-1620. Again, that's 979-695-1620. The official WTAW text line powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW Monday. It's Happy Internet Birthday Day for the Internet Day.
Oh, happy birthday, Internet.
Yeah, Internet. It'll be 25 on Monday.
Oh,
first
so young.
Created way back in 1989.
Wow.
Wait, 25?
Yeah. No, 29.
Huh?
If it was 89,
it was 1989,
it would be 29 years old.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Because I'm 27. That's and I was right. Born in 1990.
Yeah, I can't do math.
It's okay.
Okay. Now, the
that's
deal
why
is,
we're in radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Math
considered,
on here.
Considered that its first search engine was called Archie.
Okay.
Created in 1990 by a guy named Alan Imtaj, who's a student at McGill University, which is in Montreal. The internet was initially called the Galactic Network.
Ooh, I like that name better.
Those memos were written by back in 1962 at MIT. Those people are way ahead of time.
Yeah.
They know all that kind of stuff. First computer company to register a domain name was Digital Equipment Corporation, DEC. And get this, sometimes you really do yearn for the good old days. In 2002, the average internet user received 3 spam messages a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Today, it's pretty much like 800, so your filter's doing a pretty good job.
Wow.
Remember chat rooms?
Yep. Chat rooms, yeah, sure.
I mean, they still
absolutely
exist.
They're still around. They, opportunity.
Not
for
as
you
big
to,
as they once were.
Sure. Though. I mean, because, you know, if you want to paint weather vanes, then you need to have a place to go to talk about that. Okay. Hey, Americans got the word for turkeys because they wrongly thought that the bird was from Turkey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where
I
is
know.
It from?
Actually, it is from America, U.S. Yeah. America.
Oh.
Now, in the country of Turkey.
What if we called them Americans?
Right, we should. In Turkey, they call them Hindis because they thought they came from India. But in fact, I know.
Man, the poor turkey. Yeah. Nobody knows anything about it.
All kind of mislabeling.
You know, somebody wanted it to be, delicious.
Who was it? Benjamin Franklin wanted it to be the national bird.
That's right, oh, wow. Yeah. The Crayola crayon peach was once called flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in 1982.
Can I see that flesh-colored crayon, please?
Yeah. Well, and the chestnut used to be called Indian red.
Can't do that.
They changed that in 1999.
Mahogany.
And just in case you're wondering, the CEO of the company that owns Tinder, Match.com, and OkCupid.
Uh-huh.
Making lots of money.
Never been on an online date.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah, just well, saying.
Do say what I say,
yeah,
not what I do.
Yeah,
huh?
Do what makes me money. Right. High temperature today will be about 78 degrees. It's 56 right now. Bryan Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station Bryan.